What's up, K-State Nation? Another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, rolls on. Eddie Gritter, third host of this other K-State podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports, September 2nd, 2025. Back to work, folks. It's back to work. Well, we've been working on this podcast. Back to work for pretty much the rest of us here. Across the United States, and of course, K-State out there. Well, that threw me off for a little. K-State out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Yeah. Getting back in the swing of things here, folks, as I'm recording this football episode this morning. Be on the lookout when this comes out, the postcast I recorded yesterday. K-State women's soccer should already be posted today. K-State had their first draw yesterday against Hartford. More on that particular podcast. So I'm not going to go into any further on that because I've already recorded that postcast. So be on the lookout for that. If you have not listened to that already, please do that. Football, right? Ahead of Army this weekend. And some notes that I've taken out. From the press conference yesterday, of course, Chris Klieman. Boy, oh boy, there's a lot of things to work on. And before Arizona, let's say that, because again, you cannot play like that and expect to. I've heard it from pretty much majority of the rest of the K-State family of podcast, right? When it comes down to like predictions of other teams and whatnot. UCF, Arizona, a lot of experts out there are saying they're supposed to be bad teams. You cannot play like what you just did against North Dakota. Because look, yeah, we're 1-1 and all that. Great. That's great. That's gravy. That's awesome. Awesome. We're 1-1. We're happy to be that. But this team can easily be 0-2. Easily. You just cannot play. And particularly the defense side of the football. There, where you're just getting your ass ran over by little ass North Dakota, but you just can't play like that, especially Arizona, where Arizona handled Hawaii. Now I don't know what the final score was, and so there's that, and yeah, a lot of people saying Arizona, UCF are bad teams, but given what K-State we just watched, we're looking at in the home opener at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. That's a guarantee. So we'll just see what happens there as well. And probably why, and I mentioned this on the latest reaction. Again, I'm not going to repeat what I said at that particular reaction. Go back, check it out. The North Dakota reaction is on the Pro Project Podcast feed, wherever you listen to your podcast there. And this kind of also had me head scratching a little bit. Now, again, I did not watch this game. I kept up with all the commentary on Twitter and had the LSU Clemson game on the main feed. Now, I did not watch this ball game. I kept up with everything. And yeah, I was stunned. But anyways, this caught my attention before I hopped on this podcast, right? Looks like Chris Klieman in this press conference yesterday defended Bryce Nornberg. Never heard of this name. I'll be straight up. Never heard of this name. Are you what? I'm coming off. This is what Kellis Robinette, beat writer for Wichita Eagle, Kansas City Star, tweeted out. I'm reading this straight from him. Said he came close to breaking away for two touchdowns against North Dakota. He has confidence in him despite a fumble last week. Another fumble. So that is two games in a row. Start off a season with a fumble. Of course, first game of the year, Dylan Edwards fumbling the football. And that was an inbound turnover, and ended up being Dylan getting hurt on that particular play. And now I'm finding out that this Bryce Nornberg fumbled the football, and maybe that's why the Lockers were so frustrated. Maybe that makes more sense why they were clamoring wanting to see Sterling Lockett play. And I've clamored, you know, we're going to see Sterling Lockett play. And I also been critical of that as well. So that kind of makes more sense sitting here on a Tuesday morning. Like, Look, I flat out honest. Like, I did not see the game, and now looking at listening to Chris Kleiman and these notes that I'm reading, what? And you fumbling the football? Now, obviously, the joke, butt of the jokes right now, Nate Gentz, whatever your name is, the special teams guy for K-State, this has been bad. And it really go carrying over from last year. So, I don't know what else. I don't know what to say. It's been terrible. The special teams have been terrible. And adding to the fumble, and obviously not getting a snap down last year. This year, you got punt returners fumbling the football, wherever it's your star player or somebody that I never heard of before. It just, this got to get cleaned up. This definitely got to get cleaned up. One way or the other, somebody's got to clean these special teams up because they're not too special right now. This is the Bro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. More debrief notes from the North Dakota game, looking, kind of putting a touch, the final touches on North Dakota, at least trying to, and getting ready for Army coming into Manhattan, Kansas on Saturday night in prime time on national TV. Eddie Greer III here for this podcast. Oh, man, I can sit here talking half hour. Really, but really the big thing here is, and we're going to talk Dylan Edwards and Lincoln Kerr. I'm going to say punt that to tomorrow's recording of this Pro Project Podcast. But anyways, Chris Kleiman, to put a pin on his Tuesday night's edition of podcast, he mentioned this in the post game after North Dakota. He said it again in the press conference yesterday. Better eye discipline. Oh, he was hot. And we said the defense was awful. You can't expect to go on the road, Arizona, and play like that. And especially Army. Army know how to run the football. North Dakota was popping off 8 yards a carry. It's inexcusable. Better eye discipline, number two, more physical in the trenches. Did I not say before the season started, or really in game one, in the pregame against Iowa State, right? At the beginning of the season, winning in the trenches. NFL coaches, college coaches know this. You all should know this by now. If you're an NFL, college football, or a football guru in general, you know you win and lose games in the trenches. And K-State got bullied around again. It carried in. You get bullied around late in the second half, in the fourth quarter, particularly against Iowa State. And you get just manhandled against FCS North Dakota. And you think, the expert saying, yeah, it's Army. Army just won the football all the time. Well, if K-State can't stop the run, what are you going to do? You're right. It just can't happen. You got to stop the football and calling out some of the veterans and Chris Kleiman calling out the veterans to play faster. Interesting enough that we've done our share of calling out on this podcast for sure. So like I said again, I can keep moving and growing along with everything as well. But again, that just this is hot topic time, baby. Here for K-State. K-State, they have a lot of work to do, and this game, before even the season started, concerned me. And seeing what I have seen in the first two games, does it get more comforting? Everybody say, yeah, it's Army. Yeah, okay. Did you guys see what we've been doing? What product we've been putting on the football field first two games of the season, in particular, really on the defensive side of the ball. I'm not too concerned about the offense. Now, again, the offense has their own situations, but I'm not too worried about the offense right now. It's the defense side of the ball that I'm concerned, really worried about in this football game. And I circled this game because Army, the way they move the way they disguise, the way they misdirect on the offense side of the ball. Ooh, boy. I don't know, man. So this got me concerned, honestly. Again, I'm putting myself out there kind of in the minority. I'm not going to be jumping and doing all these doing all his hot takes and saying, oh, yeah, so we're going to beat him by 3 touchdowns. I don't know. The way we've been playing, it just has me cause concern going into this football game. We're just going to have to find out and see. Interesting. Sorry, just got interesting request connection. So we'll see about that. But anyways, that's all. Kind of want to take the notes from the press conference yesterday there, as K-State now turns their attention now, and they'll host Army on Saturday night on national television on ESPN. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Once again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite K-State podcast. Podbean app. Either it be tonight or Thursday night. Or actually, ooh. I don't know it'll be Thursday. It's opening night for the NFL. Probably gonna punt that to Wednesday or Friday. We'll be back on for sure on Friday night. Over in the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIER number 3 EDID Process Podcast. Again, that's GRIER number 3 EDID Process Podcast for more bonus coverage of your K-State Wildcats. There, as we'll get Alex's thoughts on what took place on opening night for K-State. Oh, but speaking of, again, in their home opener, going down to the wire, literally, against North Dakota, and of course, pass the baton along to other K-State fans about this other K-State Athletics Podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.